Thomas G. Cotulla, St. Cloud, Minnesota. For 7.5 years, I toiled in a dead-end job, sorting mail at the post office. I logged overtime hours whenever I could to earn a few extra dollars. With bills due, there was no choice. My wife and I lived from one payday to the next. Often I worked a second job and also put in overtime at whatever I was doing, driving a school bus, delivering pizza, the list goes on. Now, I don't recall a single job that was satisfying. What I lacked was motivation to make a change. I also lacked faith in myself. I thought that my lack of experience would hold me back. That, coupled with a tendency to procrastinate, was the obstacle facing me. 18 months ago, before I discovered the tools and hope to change our lives, my bank account was essentially empty. When I allowed myself to think about retirement, I figured that the post office would require 19 more years of my reluctant presence before I could collect a pension. My post office retirement account, filled with mutual funds, was our sole investment. The future didn't look too bright for us. Today, thanks to Rich Dad, our bank account contains about $90,000, and we're secure enough financially that I could literally get by for 10 or more years without a job, if I chose to do so. I'm a Navy veteran who studied speech and management at college for 3 years. 33 years old. I'm the father of a 3-year-old son. I plan to retire by the time I'm 40. Thinking about different ways to make money has always been a hobby of mine. In the past, I tried a few small businesses. One, which I shared with a partner, was a bar toy. The person playing would try to flip quarters into a little hole in the toy and win a prize. My partner lost about $2,000, and I broke even. Yet, this venture was a big step for me. Forced to talk to lots of people, I faced rejection and learned to deal with it. Books about real estate and finance were always interesting to me, too. I started reading them in 1988 when I joined the Navy. Although I found real estate to be a fascinating subject, I never considered buying any. Nonetheless, when I heard about Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I bought a copy. After I read it, I went back for 3 more books in the series. When I was laid up last year recovering from knee surgery and saw Robert's infomercial on television, I ordered the Choose to Be Rich series. Rich Dad, Poor Dad was the most beneficial book I had ever read because of Robert's philosophy. First, he stressed that opportunities are out there. Then he pointed out that one opportunity isn't necessarily better than another. But what really spoke to me was his outlook on the value of real estate. Living off the income that real estate generated instead of using it to supplement existing income was a possibility I hadn't considered. Thinking in terms of how large real estate invested dollars could grow gave me a different outlook and got me started, and I have no intention of stopping. Here's how I did it. Shortly after reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, a set of timely circumstances led me to buy my first rental property in a St. Cloud suburb. My sister, the mother of a 3-year-old, longed to move out of her cramped apartment. Living in a town of 60,000 plus 14,000 college kids who attend St. Cloud State, I knew that rentals were abundant. However, this was the very first time I realized that those spaces were potentially valuable to me. After 3 months of speaking to real estate agents and asking them if they handled rental properties, I found a triplex that worked for my sister and myself. The asking price was $99,000. I offered $94,000, with $5,000 coming back to me at closing. Because my sister qualified for a first-time homeowner loan, and because she planned to live in one of the units, we were able to get 100% financing at 7% for 30 years for the $99,000 mortgage. This was important, since neither of us had any spare cash for a down payment. I took care of collecting the rental fees while my sister looked after the common area and the outside. Even with the reduced rent paid by my sister, the house turned over $300 in passive cash flow a month, an amount she and I share.